Greg, good to speak with you. And bring us up to date. What is the situation regarding littering and illegal dumping in the area?
Bob, it's a problem that's becoming worse and worse as time goes on, of course, with growth inside of the city and outside of the city. That means that many more people travel in the streets and the opportunity to litter. And also, though, because of various differences in the way garbage is picked up in municipalities in the incorporated areas and then outside in the unincorporated areas, we're having problems with illegal dumping as well. So we're seeing more and more ugly sites on the side of the road where people have just taken trash that they should have taken to the landfill and instead have stopped short of that goal and have dumped it on the side of the street. Or you have people within the city that are not properly disposing of garbage and on the day that it's supposed to be and taking it to vacant lots or even, as some of the worst cases, just across the street from their houses and dumping things.
Are the occurrences, are they happening in certain areas repeatedly or do we see this spreading to other locations?
Well, it's all over the parish, inside the parish and outside the parish. Typically, though, what you'll find is that if litter begats litter, if someone knows or sees a place that someone else has done an illegal dump, they'll do the same thing. They'll say that this is a good location, and so those places get worse. Ollie Beth Reddick and Pat Moore have sounded alarms in the southeast portion of the parish, of more commonly known as South Monroe, but it's the southeast portion of the parish. That they have a major problem with it in their areas, and they were kind of the catalyst behind having the meeting.
You mentioned there was a consortium, not only City of Monroe, but Ouachita Parish, Sterlington, and other areas. What were some of the ideas that were brought out in the summit targeting this issue?
Well, the main target is education, simply letting people know, you know, what they should and should not be doing. That's always the first thing. The first effort is to get that out, because sometimes it's just ignorance of the law and not knowing what you're supposed to be doing. And once you get past that education point, now you got to start looking at ways to get the point across. And was also talked about stiffer fines, that type of thing, and more enforcement. But of course, that costs more dollars. And then so looking at ways to get those dollars. And one way that was discussed was, well, if you increase the fines and then you dedicate those dollars to code enforcement, then it pays for itself. Another thing that was discussed was the possibility of mandatory garbage pickup in the unincorporated areas. Of course, in the city of Monroe, you have garbage pickup that's tied to your water bill, whereas in the outlying areas, independent contractors go to households and do that. But the households also have the option of saying, I will take my trash to the landfill where they can do that for free, or some people even burn trash. But there was one person talked about him paying for a hauler to pick his trash up, but his neighbor opted to burn, and he almost burned both houses down. So that's also, especially when you're going through a drought like we're going, that's another factor is going to become a problem. The bottom line is that we took a lot of those ideas down. We'll continue to meet. And when I say we, it's the code enforcement officers and the executive directors of with the Keep America Beautiful system. We'll look at some of those ideas. And then we'll bring everybody back to the table in 3 to 4 months and go over some and see which ones are feasible.